Hello, everyone. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. I'm so glad you're joining me today. Here's what's inside the show. In the first half, my playlist features awesome, all current tunes from Africa, including a few from Spotify's hot hit South Africa, African Heat, and also from the North American College and Community Radio charts. Plus, instead of this week's American Billboard Hot 100 number one hit that I normally play for you at the bottom of the hour, I have the two top U.S. presidential campaign songs that are currently heating and charging up the Republican and the Democratic campaign trails. Now, at the back half, we are diving into the world of the piano. When is the last time you listened to or even thought about the piano? Well, I've got a touching story for you from Ethiopia about a piano that was donated there and inaugurated by an amazing pianist from Ethiopia, Girma Yifrashewa. Bill Odidi joins me to tell the story. So that's it. That's the show. Now to the music. We begin with two brand new alternative songs from the continent that are also trending on some college and community radio charts here in the U.S. Sababu by Aboubakar Traoré and Balima from Mali, and Enulanyon by Dogo du Togo from Togo. Here's Sababu. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. You just heard Sababu by Aboubakar Traoré and Balima from Mali. Now we're going to Enulanyon by Dogo du Togo from Togo.
wanna call me.
Everybody, ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Spali, put December, now you rest, now you rest, now you rest, now you rest.
bush pali namang say
what's the kid
that bitch um beta
angwazi span ukekhaya elikangakang shiyu tjalo mina.
All right, hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. How are you all doing? We're just coming off a song, a brand new song out of South Africa by Black Major featuring Bless the Gentleman and DJ Cap. That is Study Quiz Bali. That one is a Spotify hot hit on South Africa's hot hits. Now we're going to listen to another hit out of Côte d'Ivoire, Roseline Layo with Lulu, followed by one more hot hit on Spotify, Piece of My Heart by Wizkid featuring Kendrick Lamar. Let's get to listening.
This is Msafiri Zawose from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Baby girl, you know I love you, though. You could tell my secrets, but I love you, don't. I could take you anywhere you wanna go. Tell me where you wanna go.
Take you higher for the moment. You know if anybody can, baby, we can. I never feel like the right season.
me one test. I ain't done to do the things that make a man quiz. Nobody ever do it better than this. Drunk on your love and fit to make a man chase.
And if I ever hurt you, I mean well. What I gotta do to make you know it's all real. If I could, I would keep you to myself. Enough to separate the feelings where would they fit. Not that easy.
You got a piece of my heart.
You know you need me.
Nothing can tear us apart.
Nothing in this world.
You got a piece of my heart
that belongs to you, girl. I can't let you have too much.
I go give you reasons, baby, kick your feet up. We know they mind them, maybe give me one dance. Yeah, I go control, maybe give me trooper. Oh, why we day apart together, I need that loving. Feel so good, feels like soul food.
This is Music Time in Africa.
She don't know what it costs to live this life. The price ain't low. That's why I write best on these flights. But I live from too many times. Too many times. You say you want me there this time. Not this time. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
A bad version of me.
Another time zone, she's not easy to let go. She don't want no late night solo. What I need, what she wants, hard to find a middle ground. All I need, that someone, when I call up, the stove it down for me. Remember the last time that we linked, it was intimate. Pick it up, let's get into it. Give it up, you know you're missing it. Sometimes.
Yeah, all right, all right. Beautiful music. That was Piece of My Heart by Wizkid featuring Brent Fayaz. That comes off of Wizkid's 2024 album called Piece of My Heart. Now, to a brand new single out of Ghana, here's Lomo Lomo by Kidi featuring Black Sheriff.
I offer you nothing else. And girl, you don't get any issue. Girl, I know hold you well. And I will do anything that you wish. Me share my love, oh, so don't pay me for ya. No, here's a tomorrow, tomorrow. Somebody else come take you for ya. They do me no more, no more. This thing no be no more. Me no want to no more. Please don't give me trouble. You get do me no more, no more. This thing no be no more. It go be my lover. Do me leave me like a river.
Pick you up in the party. Bring it on, what is on your mind? Yeah, baby, and it is a bunny and kind, baby. And all that you promised to show and tell me no time was soon when I'm right, yeah. You and I together, see we go together. See me pose, no, I be on, I will pose, yeah, fly, missing now. Now, life in with you, girl, me love it. Dying with you, tell him for it. Lyle, who is I missing now? Come find me.
Oh, you dead to me, no more, no more. This thing no be no more. Me no want to no more. Please don't give me trouble. You dead to me, no more, no more. This thing no be no more. You go be my lover. You really be like body level. Set up 244, oh my baby. I just want to call your number. I find my person who will take my pain away. Me share my woes, so don't pay me for ya. I know
right, hello everybody. That was Lomo Lomo by Kidi and Black Sheriff out of Ghana. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Now listen, we have two more songs actually before we get to the second half of the hour, which features piano music, specifically piano music by the distinguished, globally recognized and award-winning composer and pianist Girma Yifrashewa. Bill Odidi also joins me, and you're going to love that. But first, let's just listen to a little bit of what it sounds like here in the U.S. right now. If you happen to be anywhere near any kind of a political rally or convention. So I'm going to play you two songs, one from the Democratic Party, one from the Republican Party. At the end, I'll tell you which one belongs to which. Try to guess on your own first, and then we'll find out if you're right.
Gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves. What you want from me? Is it true? and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You just heard two American songs. This last one is God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. That comes off of his 1990 album, God Bless the USA. And can you guess, or did you guess, which presidential nominee that one belongs to? All right. Donald Trump. Yes, the Republican presidential nominee. This is one of his all-time favorite songs, and you hear it everywhere on the campaign trail. Now, the song before that one was Freedom by Beyonce featuring Kendrick Lamar. That comes off of Beyonce's 2016 album Lemonade. And yep, that one is the Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris's most popular theme song happening right now. It is exciting times over here in the U.S., as you can imagine, and you probably heard somewhere on the news, hopefully right here on The Voice of America.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Now, it's time to relax and listen to some piano. This is Sememe, a musical composition by Girma Yefrashewa from his sophomore album, Love and Peace. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, a very special moment happened earlier this month at the Faro School in a rural town in Ethiopia. Now, journalist and regular contributor to this show, Bill Odidi, you all know him, traveled from his home in Nairobi, Kenya to Ethiopia to cover this special moment. He came back and said, you know, hey, Heather, something incredible happened in Ethiopia, and I think you're really going to like it. And so he sent me the live recordings, video and audio, of what he took when he was there. And wow, he was right. So I'm sharing this story with you now, beginning with this piano piece by Girma Ifrashewa, who, as you'll find out shortly, played a central role in the story. We'll continue to listen to this piece, Sememe, from Ifrashewa's sophomore album, Love and Peace. It's about 9 minutes long, so you've got a few more minutes to just sit back, relax, and enjoy. And then I'll be back with Bill for more of the story.
Thank you.
All right, beautiful. That was Zimmerman by composer-pianist Girma Yefrashewa. Now, if you're just joining us, hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Now, earlier this week, I spoke with Bill Odidi via Skype on Africa 54 TV to talk about Yefrashewa and what he was doing at this all-girls school in Ethiopia. So here is that conversation.
Girma gave a concert at Pharaoh School, an all-girls boarding school in the rural town of Homosha in the Beni Shangul Gumuz region in western Ethiopia, on a piano that had been gifted to the school by the Pharaoh Foundation and management. Now, the piano was trekked from a piano warehouse in London to Addis Ababa to Homosha. It was then tuned by one of the few piano tuners in Ethiopia, and Yefrashewa was then invited to perform. So joining me now is Bill Odidi, a Nairobi-based journalist, to tell us more about the event. He was there. Bill, hi. I saw you in the audience. You were wearing that bright yellow T-shirt. Welcome to Africa 54.
Yeah, you wouldn't miss that T-shirt, would you?
No, so tell us about the event. How was it?
No, it was absolutely amazing. An event like none I've covered in my long career as a journalist, covering art and culture, traveling to deep rural Ethiopia to an amazing school, which was started for girls in a small community in Ethiopia. Homosha is about 500 kilometers from Addis Ababa. And just to see the young girls, they're absolutely inspired. You've already talked about the long journey from London when the piano was assembled all the way to Homosha. It's an incredible story. And the piano was set up there. Girma Yefrashewa, who's a world-renowned Ethiopian pianist and composer, performing not just Western pieces, but also Ethiopian classical pieces, to show the girls that there is a world of possibilities which is open now. And with the Ethiopian curriculum, school curriculum changing, to accommodate more of the performing and skills in music and so on, this piano is just going to transform the lives of those girls. And they sat in the audience. Many of them already acknowledged that they're good singers, and some of them tried out singing. And to watch Girma then play gives them such an opportunity to learn a new skill, playing the piano, in addition to their singing. And I think it's just going to transform the lives of those girls in such incredible ways, because this is now part of their curriculum, but they've also got such a deep passion for music. And now they've got an instrument, so wonderful upright piano, right there in their school. So
right.
It was a beautiful, beautiful
right.
event.
Bill, did you see the girls interacting with the piano itself?
Well, no, many of them have not been able to get a tutor, and that's why Girma has offered, he's got a busy program because he performs around the world, but he said that he's able to create an opportunity with his network as well, so that there are master classes for the girls, you know. So many of them have never touched the piano before. Probably this is the first time that they're actually seeing a real piano, but there is now a real chance for them to get practical lessons. And who knows, in the next few months, probably in the next 1 year, many of them will have become, you know, quite good at handling the piano and playing some notes, you know. So
yes,
it's one step at a time. And I'm really, really optimistic that the interest that the girls have shown there in Homosha shows that there is an incredible possibility for them to, you know, learn this piano and just take themselves and open their worlds to endless possibilities.
Abby, this is Heather Maxwell. You just heard me speaking with Bill Odidi via Skype on Africa 54, our TV program here on the Voice of America from earlier this week. Now, since he was there and recorded the event, we're now going to listen to some of it. It's an edited version that includes Yefrashewa's key opening and closing remarks and the part of his performance where he plays Ethiopian compositions, and only excerpts of each piece, remind you. And the pieces are Ambasal, Shawata, and Ililta. Here he is, addressing the crowd of schoolgirls and others.
Good morning to you all, and thank you so much for such a very special time for all of us. This is all about transferring knowledge. I came here to transfer my music to the girls. So with no distraction, just think that you are in a kind of boat where you all are calm, enjoying the nature, and trying to get there where you are. The next piece is going to be, I think, Ambassel. The music is dedicated for mountains. Ethiopia, as you know, it's a very mountainous country, and Ambassel Mountain is in Wollo, so I just want to dedicate. I love mountains. It's like countryside where I grown up, so I still remember the nature and the beauty of mountains. The peace, the calmness, the birds flying over the mountain. So I try to bring that image in playing this Ambassel. I hope you'll get that message as well. Next piece is going to be something different. It's called Chawata. Chawata is written just to reflect one of our very good tradition in Ethiopia, when we get together and try to comfort the person maybe who lost someone. We go there and we try to make him comfort or her comfort. So it's about in a blue color, but there is a little bit of fun inside, and also lots of personalities, different individuals trying to tell stories to make that person laugh or relax. So different people are just taking the floor to say a few things, just to a kind of stories. So and it is all covered by laughter. You know, after one story, we all laugh. After one story, we all laugh. So this is just the reflection of the next piece. Thank you so much. Now we come up to the last piece of the Ethiopian composition, which will be Elilta. I think the girls yesterday, they were saying Elil. So can you repeat it now? No, this is not enough. Elil, Elil. So Elilta means it's a cry of joy. We use this term for many, many occasions in our community. And the inspiration of this piece is my wedding. When I got married and see the people are saying, you know, closing their eyes, that is the biggest gift I ever received in my life. Because it doesn't come by order or you cannot buy it, right? So I said, oh, Elelta is the best gift. I have to write a music. So it is all covered by the Ethiopian wedding songs and a little bit of Elelta, which is in a Western music tradition. It's a trill like this. Yeah? Maybe two notes coming repetitively. So Elelta is, it's a very happy piece. You can find the way we dress on our wedding, the bright color, everybody's neat and clean, nice atmosphere. So I want to reflect that one with some very important songs of wedding. Thank you. Allow me to say a few words before I leave the stage. I just want to thank Paro Foundation and also Moshe Paro Boarding School. This is really amazing. First of all, I was very, very surprised to hear the 100% success of this boarding school. This is really something what made me very excited since last night, since I heard this. I would like to thank Mrs. Francesca and the whole family by bringing this piano to Ethiopia and to this very remote area. You guys are very, very lucky to have this very precious instrument. It's not a game to play with, it is really a life. So this is really a very, very big gift for Ethiopia, for our young people, and for, it shows how much you are really caring for the development of the African young people. So music is really the heart of everything. So I'm very, very touched and very grateful to you, the family, Mr. Chris and Christian, who have come all the way from London and giving also a piano concert for us. So this is on behalf of the Ethiopian young people. I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
All right. And with that touching story, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Can't wait to meet you again next week. Also, a big thanks to Bill Odidi and Girba Yifrashewa for that amazing performance on the inaugural event of Pharaoh School's new piano in Homosha, Ethiopia. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.